Want to thank everybody for joining us again on Bridging the Gap. We're going to jump right back into where we were yesterday with Judge Anderson and PVA Dustin Billings.
I think there's a lot of confusion a lot of times about our offices and that we go through an audit every year per state requirements. Mm-hmm. It's not that if we're doing good or bad that we get it regardless. And like to commend you. I know since you've been there, I always get a copy of all the offices, and I don't think you've ever had anything significant at all. Always been relatively as clean as you can get for the most part.
And yeah, it's all my audits have been clean. So I try to. It's the public's money, and I use it what I feel best is for the public and for my position.
I guess while you mentioned it there, we naturally been very aware and talked a lot about it with other officials' tax dollars, but in relation to your office, you know, every other office I've talked to, everybody's kind of aware of, I guess, state and national economies and how that's typically relating back to lesser funds for a lot of these offices to work on. How does the current state of the economy affect your office, and how does it limit you in doing what you would like to do? Or
I've not really seen a great effect. My as a matter of fact, and Powell County has seen a pretty decent, we're staying pretty steady with our property values and actually increasing on about a 3% level. So, I mean, we don't see the decreases that some of these urban areas see. Of course, we didn't see the increases they've seen also. So the budget-wise, I guess the only thing that we still, even with aerial imagery, we still actually have to go out and look at the property. There's a lot of times an aerial image will lie to you. You'll look at the roof of it and you'll think it's something. We thought we had a day's in over on Jones Road, and we went over there and it was somebody had put one of their barn, a new roof on one of their barns. So so you actually have to get out and move around. But as far as budget wise, it's not hit me yet. So
yeah, I think you're fortunate. I think we've had a little bit more stable. And like I said, we've been fortunate enough for small. We've actually had quite a bit of economic growth. Like you said, it's kind of at least, like I said, 3%. Most communities would take that kind of increase in the last few years. So it kind of speaks well to what we've got going here in Powell County. But is there some things, new things coming to your office, or some things you'd like to accomplish while you're there that you're working on?
My goal when I come in, I wanted to get the entire county mapped out. That was my first goal when I come in, and why I started with the aerial imagery and stuff. And I don't know how much longer it's going to be till I retire or am out of there, but I don't think I'm going to get it done. That's the mapping of the entire county is kind of my goal. I'd like to get it done before I leave.
But like you say, you've definitely initiated and started the process. So that's why I said be commended. Like I said, it's ever evolving. So even something you maybe set out to do, now the mapping, you're going to put a lot more into it. So it's ever evolving and changes drastically for sure.
Yes, every year there's a change, you know, where a parcel splits, and there's been a split in a parcel. So you've got to do that on top of going back and trying to do stuff from back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. So it's a ever evolving process.
Dustin, we touched a little bit on kind of some of the main functions, but I guess in kind of reviewing some of the things that your office handles, there's some things I think that are kind of just unbeknownst to a lot of our citizens, actually what things are that maybe should be listed or they require, should be paying taxes on or something. You want to speak to some of those kind of things?
Yeah, James, we take the tangible form for the state. We are actually the data. We input the data for the state. We don't do anything with the values or anything. It's a self-reporting tax that any business should be reporting. And the state has become fairly strict on those. And they go out and try to find people who don't file their tangible returns. And but it's a if you have a business or you depreciate any equipment or have any depreciation at all, it's a form you should file in the PVA's office, and it's a form you can download online from the Department of Revenue. If you have a CPA or somebody that does your taxes, they know what it is. They know exactly what it is.
Just give people some examples, Dustin. What's some typical tangibles that people probably have that aren't aware that are actually taxable?
Businesses that have inventory, they have an inventory tax on it. Of course, our current governor's talking about doing away with it, but I mean, as of now, it's still there, and it provides a pretty huge or substantial tax base for our community and our school system and stuff. But it's another one would be car dealers, they pay a tangible tax on their vehicle inventory. If you own construction equipment, if you're in the construction business, you know, any tools of the trade should be considered tangible equipment. We had a pizza place. They told us from everything from the pans to the knives were stuff they needed to report. So,
and I know we haven't today, but you and I in previous conversations before have had the tangibles are very vital in kind of we was talking about how it relates to an airport and what that can mean to a community and actually trying to we're getting some things improvements made to ours, but this can factor in big. And here's an example where the community benefits from having some people to have some assets that helps us all if we can grow those kind of things.
Oh yes, the airport would be huge as far as our economic development. I mean, it's a nowadays it seems like everybody has a plane, and they, you know, especially these guys that own companies and build companies and entrepreneurs, they have to have a place to come into and get out of fairly quickly. So the airport's a huge issue for
a potential for yeah. tangible taxes if they have that aircraft.
And they if it's Sciatus is in Powell County, they'll pay taxes, and they pay taxes on the hangars that it's in. And so it could be a substantial amount.
Guess one reason I wanted to bring that up is naturally, like I said, there's been some improvements, and the average person that don't have a plane or necessarily fly don't necessarily realize how that impacts them, but actually it impacts us all. So those projects are actually, very helpful to most every citizen here in Powell County. But there's some other things you'd mentioned kind of when we was talking off air. But think if you have people that maybe has a vehicle that they've had for a while and got high mileage, they'd probably come see you to try to get that reassessed.
Yeah, they
as well.
Sure can. That's one of the good things I can do. If you own a vehicle and it's got high mileage, we can put it into our system. We've got we use the NADA guide, which is the state issued guide, and we put the mileage in. And if we can help you lower it, we'll lower it. But we don't ever try to raise it. If it looks like it's going to raise it, we kind of turn a blind eye to it. But it's something that our office can do if you have high mileage. It's one of the few things I can lower without too much issue out of the state.
I guess then further, we was kind of talking about, the requirements of your office. Actually, if you read the description, the average citizen has quite a bit of responsibility to your office in what they're supposed to do. And I think you kind of touched on it a little bit right there at the start. But just again, if you want to kind of brief them on what actually we as citizens are obligated to report to the PBA.
Yeah, from January 1st to March 1st is what we call a listing period. So if you own property in Powell County or whatever county, if you're listening in Wolf County, you're supposed to go in and tell your PVA, hey, I have a mobile home and two lots, and I think they're worth $34,000, and we've put a deck on the back. You're actually supposed to go in and list your property with the PVA. And even the law I'll read, you're supposed to try to tell us who your neighbors are. You're supposed to tell us who adjoins your property. So it's January 1st to March 1st, and we have some people come in and list their property, and everybody needs to be aware of that.
Dustin, I think we've pretty well covered a whole lot of what exactly your office entails and kind of the role of it and what you do on a daily basis. One thing I've tried to extend to the other folks that's visited with us, kind of just what it's meant to you to get to serve your home county and what it's meant to you and that kind of thing. So you're welcome to share with the public what it's meant to you.
Well, it's been a blessing to be able to serve the people of Powell County and work for them. When you deal with property taxes, we figured it up about 86% of it stays in Powell County. It funds the county projects. It funds firefighters, police officers, and especially the school system. So, and I'm kind of partial to the school system. I had a mother that retired from there and got three sisters that are teachers, and public education is a vital part of the foundation of our society. And I think everybody pays a lot of taxes, and we probably pay more taxes than we should, but the property taxes are one of the things that you can look and see that, almost 86% of your tax bill stays in Powell County and stays with your local districts. Another thing that's funded by your tax bill is the extension office. So if you use the extension office, that's on your tax bill. The library board, the library's a part of your tax bill, and the health board. So those are all vital functions, and they all serve a huge public purpose. And I'm happy I'm able to help, and hope I get to help for a few more years to come.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point. Like I said, I think most all people are favorable for all those things you mentioned, and that's one thing people a lot of times don't. I kind of, and you probably said a lot too, is people may fuss about their taxes going up or whatever, but I always advise them, which taxes are you referring to? Because like you said, there's a multitude of taxes that are, mm-hmm. If you get a tax bill, they're specifically spelled out to what district they're going to. And that's kind of going back to my job, I've prided myself in that we've never taken a tax increase and in an effort to try to alleviate, but that kind of, it makes it harder, and we've had to really work efficiently to try to do that. So always just encourage them, if it's one thing if you want to, but make sure which ones you're looking at, and that they're going to different places as well.
Yeah, the property taxes, like I said, it basically serves Powell County. And I had a gentleman come in, I reassessed him a couple years ago, and he was giving me a hard time over it. And I said, well, you ought to be proud. And he said, why is that? And I said, well, somebody thinks your property's worth something. I said, and he kind of chuckled. He said, well, I guess so. He said, and then he left me alone for a little while. But usually when your taxes go up on your property taxes, it means your value's going up. And I'm an appraiser also. But property values in Powell County are pretty steady and rising. So if you've not been reassessed, chances are you're probably going to get reassessed. And it's not anything to do with the individual. It has to do with the property. I mean, our property, we've got a beautiful county, and we've got a lot of people wanting to come into our county. Tourism's becoming a huge issue with us. And we've got a lot of people who have second homes in Powell County that we don't even think about that. But there's a huge segment that have second homes in Powell County. And there's a lot of people wanting to come to Powell County.
Yeah, and I think you touched on a very good point. And part of our economic development tool has been, like you said, exploiting the tourism. And to start to see that influx of outside money wanting to invest here is very vital to our future and our growth. And, you know, as we start to, we're working on the internet thing, that those people that's wanting to come here and acquire properties are going to continue to grow. And with, the reemergence of adventure tourism and things, you know, Powell County has got a whole lot of assets that's going to serve us well in the future. And like I said, you're already at your level. You start to see it a lot of times before maybe somebody in the average public sees. Yes. So it's, I think, an exciting time. And I think our best years are definitely ahead of us.
Yes. We have a lot of people come in that see the news and they talk about property values, you know, dropping. But, you know, they're generally talking about California, Florida, Nevada, places that seen extraordinary rise in the early 2000, they're starting to decline and they're leveling off back to where they should be. I mean, but we've never really seen that decrease like some of these other states or places have.
And while we're talking about that, Dustin, I think one thing we can attribute to that too is within Powell County, even though we're a relatively small county, we have a great diversity in land types. You know, we have hillside, we have agricultural, we have bottom land, and that's what I said. So we have a land that suits about anybody what they wish to have, as far as a cabin in the woods, a few acres to have some livestock. So, you know, as the pendulum swings in the economy, that's what I said, it seemed like we've always got a portion of our land that's in the desirable to somebody. So that kind of safeguards us as the economy swings back and forth or changes.
It really does. Of course, we have a four-lane road that dissects our county. I mean, it goes from east to west and dissects our county. And we're only 30 minutes from Fayette County, you know, 20 minutes from Clark County. So we're a bedroom community too. We have a lot of people that just live here that work in Lexington and work in Winchester, Mount Sterling. They enjoy the small town life and knowing who their neighbor is. And we still have a lot of those folks that just come here just because they want to be part of the small town community.
If I go to visit with other counties in Eastern Kentucky or stuff that are really struggling, and, you know, you start to look at what makes us different. Not only does our geography and beauty, but like you mentioned, the Mountain Parkway. So what Burt Combs done for Powell County should never be undersold, because that has been something that really separates us and has has and will continue to be, you know, an advantage we have over a lot of other communities. So, Dustin, we've enjoyed having you here and appreciate you taking the time to come visit with us. And I'd like to thank you and your staff. Y'all have always been most accommodating. I know from my perspective, anytime I've come and needed anything, you and your staff's always been more than willing to help. And thank you for your service to Powell County.
Thank you, Judge.